Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, a very special weekend coming up, Mother's Day.
Well, you know, Mother's Day is a special weekend, and we should all celebrate it. A happy Mother's Day to you, too, Brent, and happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners out there. It is a special day for you moms. Maybe you don't know that Mother's Day has been celebrated for thousands of years, and probably the oldest celebration was done by the Hindus. They began celebrating Mother's Day, but it wasn't a celebration of just your mom or my mom. It was more a celebration of motherhood in general. And you know, the Roman Catholics, they strongly have associated this with the Virgin Mary, which of course is no surprise. And here in the United States, Mother's Day is a relatively new holiday. Actually, it was President Woodrow Wilson who signed a proclamation making Mother's Day a national holiday to celebrate. Now, I'd like to invite everybody into our stores this weekend. Check out all the roses that we have. We've got them from 1 gallon up to a 16-inch urn with about a 6-foot column of flowers in a climbing rose, and they are just awesome. Also, if roses aren't one of your favorites, just treat yourself by going into our greenhouses and soak in the warmth and the humidity and the vibrant colors and the fragrance. We've just got a plethora of plants in bloom, including petunias and marigolds and black-eyed Susans, and it's just amazing. It's a real spectacle. I'm sure you'll find something for your mom in one of the greenhouses. And one of the more popular plants that we sell in Santa Fe is the geranium. Now, geraniums love it here in Santa Fe because of our bright sunny days and our cool nights. The cool nights keep them happy and helps them to set more flower buds, so they just bloom like crazy all summer long. And they're also very easy to grow because they're drought tolerant. If you forget to water them, they're pretty forgiving in that respect. They would rather run too dry than too wet. So don't overwater them. Let them dry out too much if you're going to err on the side of caution. But I would also like to suggest that you fertilize them with a water-soluble plant food like Jax or BR61 and do that weekly. And this is not just true for geraniums, but for all of your annuals in pots. If you plant annuals in the garden, then I recommend a fertilizer in the form of a granular that breaks down when you sprinkle the garden bed and feeds the plants that way.
Well, thanks for the Mother's Day trivia and, of course, tips about planting. Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the Garden Guru.
The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.